This podcast is not meant to replace, nor does it provide medical advice, professional diagnosis, opinion, treatment, or services to you or to any other individual, so don't sue me!
If you know the enemy and know yourself, you need not fear the result of 100 battles. If you know yourself but not the enemy, for every victory gained, you will also suffer a defeat. If you know neither the enemy nor yourself, you will succumb in every battle. That from Sun Tzu. We're going to break that down. We're going to talk about strategy right here on Focus on the Change. Happy Tuesday to you, dear listeners out there, those who are committed to their health once again, committed to their ultimate goals, and who are sick and tired of being sick and tired. You're sick of where you are, unless you're well on your way to changing your life, or you're starting to change your life and you're moving in the right direction. But if you're not yet, if you're still standing pat, believe me, you're tired of it. You're done. You're ready to move on. You and I know this both. We both know what it's like to be really sick and tired of where we're at. Well, you know what? Here's the exciting news. You have the power to change it today. Every little day adds up. They seem so insignificant. They seem to drag on and be so tedious. But success is built when we do one little thing differently each day and keep it a permanent change. One of those we've been working on is keeping our water nearby. Yes, it's day 16 of the FOTC challenge. So let's all take a sip together real quick. Oh, it is absolutely fabulous. It could aid us in our weight loss. It powers our warm weather exercise. It keeps things moving digestion-wise. It might protect against some type of cancer and certainly reduce our risk of bladder cancer by 7%. It can improve our moods. It may prevent headaches naturally, and it'll help those who suffer from migraines prevent those as well. It keeps our kidneys working. It energizes us. It keeps us focused and alert. It protects our joints and cartilage. There's a lot of reasons we're drinking this water. And we're committed to it once again today. We are going to build this habit, right? Success is about permanent changes. Success won't happen until we decide to do something differently forever, permanently. And here's one we're committed to. We are committed to keeping our water with us. It's going to make a big difference in our lives from here on out. Yes, we are committed to that today. And of course, we're committed to our ultimate health. We've made the decision. We're not hoping. We're not trying. We are decided. We have decided that we are going to do what's best for us for the long term to get us toward our ultimate goal, what we really want the most, which is a sustainable solution to living a happy and healthy life that does not require food as a coping mechanism, as something to give us pleasure, as something to entertain us. We want to treat food as fuel for our bodies. Sure, we want to enjoy it, and we certainly can do so, but we're committed to our ultimate goal, and we're not going to let food, fast food, processed food, eating out, anything like that get in our way today. Yes. Absolutely, we are committed. Let's go over this quote one more time from the great Sun Tzu. He was an ancient, he wrote The Art of War, right? He was a tactician and strategist and philosopher of note. So centuries ago, let's go over what he had to say here. If you know the enemy and know yourself, you need not fear the result of 100 battles. Right? If you're going into battle, you know what you're capable of and you know your enemy well. You know what they're going to do. You know what to expect from them. Then you should be able to outthink it. You should be able to be successful. You need not fear the result of 100 battles, yes? If you know yourself but not the enemy, for every victory gained, you will also suffer a defeat, right? So you know what you're capable of, and you're going to win sometimes, but you know the other half of the time, you're going to lose because you're not aware of what your enemy is capable of, right? It's like a coin flip every battle, right? 50-50 chance of winning. If you know neither the enemy nor yourself, you will succumb in every battle. If you don't know your limits and you don't know the power of your enemy, it's a recipe for disaster, yes? I wanted to pull this quote up here because I got an email from a dear listener. Thank you for reaching out to me, Misty. I appreciate it. She does wonderfully throughout the day. She counts her calories throughout the day. She does great. Anyone else been there? You do great for breakfast and lunch and then fall apart in the evening? All hands in the air right now, yes, except for those driving, of course. 10-2. Watch out for the cops. They're going to get you. And, of course, just for safety, not just, you know, to keep your hands on the wheel, not just to avoid getting a ticket, but also to avoid, like, you know, dying, okay? Right? But I think this sums it up for many of us. We do great throughout the day and then just kind of fall apart in the evening, right? She says, after work, in the evening, I just seem to blow it. She doesn't count her calories that she's been doing throughout the day. She would count her calories throughout the day, and she falls into the junk food coma. She wants to know, how do I get back on track and stay there? Ideas on how to change this. I've got a couple for you, Misty. I sure do. And that's why I wanted to pick this quote from Sun Tzu on strategy. We've been giving meetings at the Kim Benson Weight Loss Center for this past week. It was last week's meeting topic was about willpower. Yes. And we were learning more and more that physiologically, willpower is very much like a muscle. Our brain burns more calories when we're actively using willpower, when we need to put our willpower in action. We defined willpower as the ability to say no to something you want, but no, you shouldn't have, right? I need to use it for junk food, and I need to use it for cigarettes, and I need to use it for lots of different things. I need to use it to bite my tongue when someone's being nasty at me or I'm mad at somebody. Anyways, all this aside, willpower is like a muscle, which means it can be depleted. You know, that's why breakfast and lunch can be so easy. Think of it like you're using your leg muscles, right? Pretend you're on vacation. Anyone ever gone to Disney World out there, right? And we always talk about how much we're going to be walking, and therefore we use it as an excuse not to think about what we're eating, but we all know now you can't outrun what you eat. Are your legs tired when you go to Disney World or Disneyland or Universal Studios or God bless you if you're able to make it to Harry Potter World, the Wizarding World of Harry Potter? It is my lifelong dream to go to that place. Someday, I'm going to make it. I'm going to be there. Right? Your legs aren't tired at the beginning of the day, are they? No. That's not when your energy is depleted, when your muscles are tired out. It's at the end of the day when you're exhausted and you just don't have the energy left. Our willpower is very much the same way. We have to say no all day long. Right? With the temptation that's everywhere. If there was no temptation in this day and age, if there was no Chili's, there was no Outback, there was no Ruby Tuesdays, there was no TGI Fridays, there was no Longhorn Steakhouse, there was no Wendy's or McDonald's or Burger King or Taco Bell or Jack in the Box. If there was no temptation, if there was no junk at the grocery store, no Doritos, no Oreos, no cookie dough, no ice cream, if there was no temptation, we would not need willpower. Right? If it wasn't there, we wouldn't need it. So here's my advice for you, Misty. Yeah, you say here, I fall into the junk food coma. It sounds like then there is junk food in the home. There is temptation at home after you've passed temptation all day long and your willpower muscles depleted, and then you come home to more temptation. That's a recipe for disaster, and as far as lifestyle changes go, we will be doing more of these FOTC challenges, like the one we're doing to keep our water with us, and eventually we're going to get to this one. We're going to get to this habit we want to build of keeping our house free of temptation, because it's everywhere else in the world. We're using our willpower muscle all day long. I have to use my willpower muscle every day, almost every day, when I go through the drive-thru. I go through Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru to get my small iced coffee light with skim milk. Right? Something that I could very easily fit into my day. And still I need to use my willpower muscle there. I need to use my willpower muscle when I'm passing any street corner because there's fast food there. I need to use my willpower muscle when I'm at the grocery store picking up the things on my grocery list and trying to avoid the junk food aisle, which, amazingly, now that I think about it, I haven't seen in quite a long time. We have to use our willpower muscle all day long. Even if I magically avoided all the temptation in the grocery store, I still have to use my willpower muscle when I get to the checkout. I have to use my willpower muscle at the office if there's donuts there. I have to use my willpower muscle at the office if there's a retirement party or a pizza party or an end of the fiscal quarter party or all the myriad of reasons we think up to party. I'm sorry, I should have said myriad reasons, okay? That's actually how it's used, which it's still hard for me to say. Not myriad of reasons, myriad reasons. Myriad is synonymous with many. Okay, little English lesson here. If my girlfriend heard this, she would be furious at me for saying myriad of. Anyways, there are myriad temptations out there. And it's very difficult at the end of the day when our willpower muscle is tired to come back and face more temptation, need to use our willpower muscle again. Unfortunately, I don't have a better solution than keeping your house free of temptation. What you can do, if you're not ready to do that yet, is plan in some of your calories ahead of time. Plan in a snack, and I recommend a non-trigger food snack. Even if I planned ahead to have some Doritos after dinner, sure, I plan those calories in, but once I pop, I just can't stop. And of course, by the way, there are no Doritos in my house. You can plan in a healthy snack. I like to plan in fruit, maybe some of the powdered peanut butter or the chocolate powdered peanut butter or carrots and hummus. And, you know, these are my go-tos. But plan in something you know you're going to eat. You know you're going to want to eat after dinner. Plan that stuff in. Have as much structure in place. Best case scenario for you, if you want to stay on track, for all of you out there. The temptation can't be in the home, and I'm a firm believer that eventually, if we want a sustainable solution, this has to become one of our new habits. We just don't keep it in the house. Because what's going to happen? Even if you do great, you're motivated for 3 months, you're feeling awesome, life's going swell, it only takes one bad day for us to come home and cave, and then it begins this vicious cycle of why did I eat that, and then we eat more to make ourselves feel better and further punish ourselves. My rule is, if I can't handle it on my worst day, it cannot be in the house. And Alyssa is very understanding of that, and I appreciate that. And it doesn't mean I can't have that food anymore. I still have Cool Ranch Doritos from time to time. I don't keep it in my house, though. Because this is the one place I can keep temptation free. So you're doing great. You have 80% of the day solid. You count your calories all day, you do great there, but after work and in the evening when your willpower muscle is depleted, you just seem to blow it. Been there, done that, and I bet many others out there have been there and maybe are still doing it or have since fixed it. Those who have fixed this problem, I bet they keep their house free of temptation and maybe they take it a step further and they plan in their dinner too. If you're coming home at 5:30, you're exhausted and there's frozen chicken and unchopped veggies and you were going to have, you know, chicken and veggies for dinner, you know, that's a recipe for disaster. We're going to fall off then too. So maybe a little prep ahead of time would also help you. I would recommend plan in your dinner so you have some structure in place because you're doing great counting your calories throughout the day. Plan your dinner. Plan an after-dinner snack. At best case scenario, keep the junk out of the house. But, you know, plan your dinner. Plan a snack after dinner because you know you're going to want to eat then. And then subtract those calories that you planned in for dinner and your snack from your daily calorie limit. And then you can just track as you go. Use your willpower muscle while it's strong for breakfast and lunch. But now that you know your willpower is a muscle and it can be depleted, don't let this continue on, right? This goes to all of us out there who struggle with this issue. If you want an easy solution, just get the junk out of the house. I mean, it's simple, right? Maybe it's not easy to do. You got to fight all the other people in the house who want to keep the junk there. But keep in mind what this is all about. This is for our health. This is the thing of primary importance in our lives. Not just our health, physical health, but our emotional, our mental health, right? It's so, so worth it. So you're 80% there, Misty. My suggestion, get the junk out of the house, if possible. If not, put some structure in place for yourself then so you can, you know, have a spotter with you while you're using your willpower muscle, right? You've got the structure in place, so you'll be sure not to come home to frozen chicken. Maybe you'll pull it out of the freezer and put it in the fridge so it's defrosted and you can throw it on the grill when you get home, right? Something like that. Set yourself up for success because it's really easy for all of us out there, myself included. If I still had the junk in the house and didn't have my dinner planned in, it'd be hard for me too. So set yourself up for success. You don't have to fall into that junk food coma anymore. The best way to avoid that, of course, is to keep the junk food out as best you can. Have your house free of temptation and well stocked with the good stuff, fruits and veggies and all that yummy stuff that will be supportive, sort of nearly guilt free stuff, right? So those are some of my suggestions. That's the best I got for you, right? Know yourself. Know that this, right? Going back to Sun Tzu here. Know yourself. Know that this is an issue for you. There's a weakness when you get home and there's junk food and you're tired and you don't want to cook or whatever it is. You seem to blow it in the evening. So now you know yourself. You know your weakness. You know your enemy, and that's the junk food. You know both of them. Now we need to do something about it. Now we need to strategize a little. Maybe eliminate the enemy from the home. Get the junk out. Or take another solution and plan your dinner and snacks in so you have a little more structure in place. That's my recommendation. But I think I'm a firm believer that this is for all of us who are looking for a sustainable solution, that someday we will need to take that step to clean the junk out of the house. Clean the stuff we can't that we just can't handle. The stuff you can't handle on your worst day should not be there. Because you're gonna have a bad day. You're gonna have quite a few. Before our journey is over, right? So let's keep a supportive home. That's the best way to avoid sort of falling into that junk food coma and really blowing the rest of our day after we've done so well. So you're almost there. Take that next step, and I think you'll find a lot more success. Stay tuned for an announcement tomorrow. A big one. I've had this on my mind for a while, and I've gotten some recommendations from others, and it appears that this is something listeners would be receptive to. So definitely tune in tomorrow for a very exciting announcement right here on Focus on the Change, right? You can join me back here tomorrow. But we're not worried about tomorrow, because we just got to handle today, right? We're going to get through today first. That's what our goal is here. This is a daily reminder, not a multi-day reminder. A daily, each day. We take each day as it comes here on Focus on the Change. And yes, this has been another episode of Focus on the Change, a daily reminder of your weight loss goals. I have been your host, Adam Benson. Thank you for joining me here today. If you want to reach me like Misty did, shoot me an email at focusonthechange@gmail.com. You can also get at me at Facebook at facebook.com/focusonthechange and on Twitter at focusonchanging, though I think that Twitter handle will change fairly soon. Oh, what else? Rate me and review me on iTunes. I would wholeheartedly appreciate that. It will help us grow our community a little bit more, help people find us a little more easily. And you can also listen to this on Stitcher now if you are an Android user. Other than that, guys, let's strategize a little. Let's know ourselves and our enemy, because that, when we know both those things, when we know ourselves and our strengths and we know our enemy, that our enemy's strengths and our enemy's weaknesses, we need not fear the result of 100 battles. That's fantastic. We're going to face battles each day, but when we know what we can handle and we know what's coming our way, we can really set ourselves up for success. So let's use a little strategy today. Sound good? I think it sounds great. We'll use it today. And, you know, maybe we'll use it tomorrow too, but we're not worried about tomorrow because you know how we do things around here. We just take things one day at a time.